The Philippines is consistently a top 10 market for U.S. red meat exports and is an especially strong destination for raw materials for further processing. But right now, Philippine importers and the U.S. suppliers who serve them are facing significant regulatory challenges. Joel Haggard, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President for the Asia Pacific, has more details in this USMEF report.
In a new effort to combat smuggling of agricultural and particularly meat products, the Philippine Secretary of Agriculture issued a decree temporarily banning the issuance of new import permits for all agricultural imports. So although affecting all commodities, the directive was primarily focused on meat transactions, where domestic livestock and agricultural interests have long complained about smuggling. Initially, the announcement caused chaos, but the Department of Agriculture quickly issued a clarification that the decree didn't cancel existing import permits, but rather importers would have to obtain a verification of authenticity of their documentation before proceeding with their transactions. And we are receiving mixed reports on the new procedures. The Department of Agriculture, on a positive note, has announced a fast-track process for importers with clean import records, but we are also hearing of traders unable to complete the verification process because of bureaucratic confusion.
Haggard notes that while the Philippines is an important market for U.S. red meat, it can sometimes have a challenging business climate.
The country also has significant domestic pork production, and its domestic livestock and agricultural interests over the years have lobbied to curtail imports. We as foreign suppliers have had to address a number of market access issues over the years, ranging from campaigns to ban defrosted imported meat to anti-smuggling campaigns, which have disrupted trade flows. So the episode is one more in what has been a series of import policy challenges that stretch back decades.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.